In a conference call after the meeting, Leonardi said the president fully understands that each state has its own decision to make.
He made it clear to us that he really understands the value of state-based regulation, really wants to work with the insurance commissioners. He wants it to be successful. He recognizes the importance of the insurance commissioners and the 13,000 regulators we have throughout the country.
Earlier this week, Connecticut Republican leaders called on Leonardi to release detailed information on the number of health insurance policies that are being canceled in the state as a result of the Affordable Care Act. House Minority Leader Lawrence Cafaro.
Get a grip on how many people are affected by this so that you, in making your decision as to whether or not to grandfather these policies, can know the true depth of the problem.
Cafaro says Leonardi has been underestimating the number of policies that are being canceled.
We are getting hundreds of emails and phone calls a day from panicked people who know they have a month and a half to comply with the law and know that their policy has been canceled.
Leonardi says he's still evaluating state regulations and the scope of his own power to decide how Connecticut should respond to policy cancellations. He notes that insurance companies, in their normal course of business, cancel a large amount of plans each year for reasons having nothing to do with the Affordable Care Act. Dan Katz, WSHU News.